Is it a bird? Is it a plane? Nah, it's high-speed tech news on Chai FM.
Stephen Ambrose, a very, very good morning. How are you?
I'm good, and you?
Excellent, thank you. Folding phones. I've been watching all the videos and trying to decide if this is a little too first generation or if this is where we're all going to be going very quickly. What do you think?
Well, I think we're going nowhere quickly with folding phones, but they are definitely a thing. And Mobile World Congress, where I'm at presently in Barcelona, is all about the latest things, the cutting-edge gadgets, and certainly what's new in mobile. And 5G is obviously the big, 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 big topic here. But foldable phones are quite interesting. I mean, Samsung broke the news of the first foldable phone on the 20th of February. They actually launched it and was available in South Africa to play with, though they said we weren't allowed to, you know, send pictures out. But basically, it's out there. And then Huawei followed up with their foldable phone, which folds the other way, which is interesting. So the screen's on the outside, not on the inside, whereas the Samsung screen's on the inside. And a couple of others have shown prototypes of Alcatel have shown a prototype, Oppo has shown a prototype. So it seems that a foldable phone has become possible, but whether you want one or not is open to huge debate. The simple fact is that it starts off at about a 6.5 inch standard phone. And when you open it up, it expands to between 7 and 8 inches, which is essentially a tablet. So I can see a couple of use cases where it makes sense, but it's sort of the foldable roll-up science fiction phone of the future. So it's super cool. It really shows how far screen technology has become or come in the last couple of years. But essentially, I think it's more of a curiosity, and it's absolutely Gen 1 at the moment. I can't see it, even though they say that the Samsung will go on sale in April and the Huawei will go on sale towards the middle of the year. But at absolutely ridiculous prices.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I saw
30 to 40,000 rand.
Insane. Absolutely insane. I mean, do you think, well, especially for the first one, do you think that first generation, do you think people are going to be paying that?
Yes. I think there's always a small room for first adopters, for people who must have the latest, coolest, greatest, and most expensive tech. But it's first gen. It's definitely, I mean, the software that I've seen is a little glitchy. It's not entirely ironed out, but it's an indication of what's possible going forward. Foldable televisions, foldable screens, the science fiction idea of getting a screen which you take out of your bag, roll out, stick on a wall or use in your hand makes, you know, it's just super cool. It's super smart. And there's no question screen technology has come an enormous way from the big, thick, original flat screens that we landed up with. So it's not a big deal. I think it's just an indicator of what's possible. And we're going to see more and more cool tech going forward. It's quite a fun time to be around. And I mean, we even saw phones that read your palms, the veins in your palms to unlock. Never mind your face.
Oh, no.
Never mind your fingerprints. LG have got a phone that reads the veins in your palm, so you don't even have to touch the phone. Hold your palm over the phone and it unlocks.
Stephen, does it tell your future?
Well, it can tell you how much you spent on your phone.
It's definitely not. So no futures, but it certainly can tell your veins, which apparently are a billion times more complex than your fingerprints. So there you go. Super secure, and all you need is the palm of your hand.
So you just need to pick it up, really, because then it's, I guess that is quite clever. Amazing.
You don't actually have to pick it up. What was so clever about it? I mean, think about it. In many cases, the fingerprint sensor is on the back of the phone. So if it's on the desk, you can't touch it. Also, facial recognition, if it's flat on the desk and you're not looking at the phone, it doesn't unlock.
I found this facial recognition, put your hand over the phone. Yeah, yeah. You know, you give somebody your phone to look at something, then it locks and then they're shoving it in front of your face. You know.
Mine locked me out because I grew a beard.
Right, exactly.
Stop recognizing me.
Yeah, you know, I'm trying to lose weight. Then what's going to happen? You know, and you don't want to see me at, in the morning.
Well, here you go.
After a night before, you get, you know, it's unrecognizable. So, but Stephen, must be a fantastic experience. Anything else that's worth telling us about?
Well, absolutely. We've now got, Sony have launched a brand new phone, which is now cinema ready. So it's very tall and very thin, quite odd looking, but certainly premium. And they say that it's all about watching movies and entertainment on your phone. And I mean, there's a lot of really, really interesting innovation. Apart from the Palm Unlock, there's also LG launched the first 5G phone. So this, everyone's been saying 5G is only coming down the road and there's only prototypes, but this phone will go on sale in April with Sprint in the USA. So 5G will be commercially available in a phone which looks exactly like any other phone. The only difference, it's about 1,000 times faster than a normal phone. Not quite sure what you'll do with all that speed for now, but certainly 5G phones with the so-called, Palm Unlock. But it has one other little interesting trick. You can actually control the volume and open apps by simply wiggling your fingers. You don't have to touch the phone to do that either. So, interesting innovation in that space.
Incredible.
And a lot of really interesting new phones coming. So I think the market finally has broken out of the mold of just simple, steel and glass phones. There's some really interesting and fairly innovative stuff coming from the various guys.
And Stephen, are you going to be having your normal show on Thursday?
Absolutely. I'm going to be talking all about the latest devices.
Brilliant.
From all the manufacturers, all the new trends in 5G, and it's real. It's actually happening. They were talking 2020, 2021, but simply put, 5G is here. It's rolling out across the world as we speak, and it fundamentally is going to change a lot of what is possible with mobile technology and communication. So it's pretty significant, and it's quite a big deal.
Absolutely. I'm going to listen out for your show. Stephen Ambrose, thank you as always.